Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 12th of November 1972. The title is The Art of Performing Alaukik Actions. That is, The Art of Performing Alaukik Actions. Have you become the Avyakt image? That is, have you become the embodiment of the experience of a stable stage of being extremely loving and detached whilst being in the body? You are not those who are constantly trying to maintain the balance of being the master and the child and playing the part, but you have easily become the embodiment of this, have you not? Or is it that when you become a master, you forget to be a child? And when you become a child, you forget to be the master? Be the master in one moment and be the child in the next. Can you be a karma yogi in one moment and then in the next moment go beyond the body and beyond action and become a yogi merged in love? Have both your thoughts and actions become the same? Or is there a difference between your thoughts and your actions? Have you developed the practice of creating a thought and instantly putting it into a practical form? Have you, travelers of the pilgrimage of remembrance, come so close? Do you experience both these stages to be easy and close? Whilst having many experiences on the pilgrimage of remembrance, have you become knowledgeful and powerful? On the pilgrimage, you have milestones every now and then, from which you can tell how far you have reached and how far you still have to go. So too, how many milestones have you, travelers of the pilgrimage of remembrance, passed by? That is, how many stages of remembrance have you already passed? What is the last and final stage? Are you able to see and know it as clearly as when something is close to you and in front of you, so that you are able to see it and recognize it? In the same way, are you able to see and know your destination clearly and easily, or does it still remain distant? Are you able to see it, or do you only know it? Or have you come so close and in front of it that it seems you have reached your destination and are experiencing it for a short while? Do you have this experience? Then, why do you not stay in that experience? Is it that you experience that stage, but that you do not know how to maintain that stage? Why are you not constantly able to maintain that stage? What is the reason? Service or the actions performed by Brahmins, which are called alaukik actions, such alaukik actions or godly service can never become instrumental to bring your stage down. If any soul has the experience of coming down because of alaukik actions, it means that the soul does not know the art of performing alaukik actions. Artists who show their talents in a circus show their talents in every action. Their every action is an art. In the same way, can you elevated souls who are karma yogis, constant yogis, easy yogis, and raj yogis not perform every action with the art of being loving and detached? Just as so many people desire to see the art of those people who use their physical body, so too the souls of the entire world will come with the desire to see the art of your intellect and the art of your Elohic actions. So, will you not show this talent? Those people are able to mold every organ of their body as to how they wish, for as long as they wish. This is their art. In the same way, can all of you not stabilize your intellect for as long as you want, wherever you want, when you want? Theirs is a game of the physical body, whereas here it is a matter of the intellect. Those who know this art become 16 celestial degrees complete. With this art, you are able to automatically develop all the other arts. Such a soul-conscious stage easily cools down all the vices. In the same way, the art of the intellect can make you complete in all virtues. That is, it can make you complete with all virtues. So, to what extent have you practiced and experienced this art? If all of you were to receive the direction now to become bodiless in 1 second, would you be able to do this? Are you able to stabilize yourself in this stage in 1 second? At the time when you are very busy in performing actions and you receive the direction, what should you do? It is also just as when a battle is about to begin and you are given a direction to leave your home at that very moment, what do you have to do then? You definitely have to do that. So, if Bap Dada also gives you a direction suddenly to leave the home of your body, or leave the stage of body consciousness and to become soul conscious, to go beyond this world to your sweet home, would you be able to do that? You will not stop on the battlefield, will you? You will not waste your time on the battlefield wondering whether you should go or not, will you? Will it be all right to go or not? Should I take this or should I leave it behind? You waste your time thinking about these things. In the same way, if you spend your time in battling when you have to become bodiless, then what marks or into which division will you go in the final paper? If you remain battling, would you come in the first division? Have you gone beyond and become ever ready to this extent? Whilst doing service, your stage becomes even more powerful because it is your elevated stage that will bring about the transformation of the circumstances of the present time. So, what is your aim in doing service? For what are you doing service? You are doing service to bring about the transformation of the circumstances, are you not? If your stage remains ordinary whilst doing service, is that service? There are 4 main subjects of the pilgrimage of remembrance through which you can check how far you have reached. Even now, some people have the stage that they had before. What is that stage? That of being separated. That is Vivyogi in Hindi. The second stage is that they become yogis after being separated. The third stage is that they become cooperative, in Hindi that is called Sahyogi, after being yogis. And after being cooperative, the last stage is of being one who has renounced everything. In Hindi, it is called Sarva Tyagi, that is Sarva, everything. Tyagi, the renunciate. Whilst keeping all these 4 subjects in front of you, check how many steps you have climbed. To what extent have you climbed up? So, even now, you do not become Viyogi, that is, those who are separated, again and again, do you? Do you move along whilst constantly being yogi and cooperative? If you have any obstacles, to be influenced by the obstacles means to be Viyogi. So, you do not become Viyogi, do you? Can the obstacles finish the Yogyuk stage? That makes you forget the awareness of the Father. To forget means to be separated. So your stage of being a yogi should remain constant. Just as whilst the soul and body have a part together, they cannot be separated. In the same way, the remembrance of the Father should not be separated from the intellect. To constantly have the company in the intellect, that is, remembrance of the Father, such a soul is called a yogi soul. Such souls are not attracted by any other awareness. Just as in front of an elevated power, those who have less power are not able to do anything. In the same way, if you have the remembrance of the Almighty Authority, then there cannot be the remembrance of anyone else in the intellect. This is called easy and natural yogis. Those people say this, but here you are natural yogis. So, have you become such yogis? Such yogis are definitely cooperative in every thought, every word, and every action at every second. If they are not cooperative in their thoughts, but just in their actions, or if they are cooperative in their actions, but not in any one situation, then such souls are not called souls who have reached the stage of being cooperative. If even 1 second passes by without cooperation, that is said to be a wasteful thought. Those who waste anything unnecessarily can never be cooperative with anyone or be powerful within themselves. Such souls who are cooperative and are loved by all are easily able to renounce everything and everyone. Since, even on the path of bhakti, when people donate in the name of God, they also attain a perishable royal status. Then, just think how elevated the attainment would be of those who use their every thought and every second cooperatively in godly service. Such great donors easily become those who have renounced everything. Such souls who have renounced everything easily become the most fortunate souls in the present and in the future. Not only in the future, but when many souls see the elevated fortune of such souls in the present time, and through experiencing this, they sing the praise of their fortune. And on the basis of their elevated fortune, they become instruments to enable others to become fortunate. So, just see which stage you have reached out of these 4 subjects. That is, how close you have come to your destination. Achha. To such easy and natural yogis, love, remembrances, and namaste from Bap Dada. Om Shanti.